Welcome to the Wave Oven Recipes podcast. This is your host, Darnell, giving you the latest when it comes to cooking gadgets and fun in the kitchen. This is episode number 2, all about dehydration. First, I want to wish everyone a happy July 4th, whether you hear this before or after the July 4th holiday. I hope you had a good one if it's later, and I hope that you do if it's before, or that you are if it's during July 4th that you hear this podcast. Going to be talking all about dehydration today, dehydration using various cookers, different dehydration techniques, all to help you with doing the best when it comes to dehydration in your kitchen. This will focus on the countertop type appliances such as air fryers, new wave type cookers, and other types of gadgets that help you to get things done quicker when you're doing your dehydration process. Because air fryers, many of them can get low enough to do dehydration as well as hot enough to do air frying. So this time we're going to be talking about the lower end of the spectrum when it comes to temperature and dehydration. The first tip is to use lemon juice on anything that browns after you cut it. Like if you cut a banana or an apple, pear, you know, they always get brown after you cut them shortly thereafter. Anything that gets brown shortly after cutting, you want to be sure to use lemon juice before you start the dehydration process, or your dehydrated product is going to be extremely brown, and you don't want an end product at the end of your dehydration that's over browned. You want something that looks like the fruit that you were looking to dehydrate, maybe just a smaller dehydrated version of what you started out with. Another tip is the thinner you slice, the faster it'll dehydrate. Thicker slices of things like fruit will take longer, more hours. So if you want to cut down your dehydration time, try and cut things thinly. Depending on what you're cutting, you could use a mandolin to try and make it smaller, make it thinner. Or you can just cut thinly by hand, being careful with it. Something to remember is that dehydration is not freeze drying. Freeze drying and dehydration are two totally different processes. Dehydration removes most of the moisture from whatever you're dehydrating, while freeze drying removes practically all of the moisture. Freeze drying requires equipment that costs thousands of dollars. Freeze drying is something that most of us don't have the means to do, but dehydration is something that we pretty much all can do using something like a nice air fryer, air fryer toaster oven, or something of that nature. We can do dehydration in the home and achieve results in many cases that are on par, nearly on par with freeze drying. I did some freeze drying of some apple chips in my New Wave Oven. That video's on the Wave Oven Recipes YouTube channel on YouTube. You can always get there through waveovenrecipes.com. And dehydrating those apple chips, they came out so dry or dried out from the dehydration process that they pretty much were freeze dried. They were pretty much on par with freeze dried. That's how dry they were. I don't think I'd have been able to tell the difference between dehydration or freeze dried with those. The New Wave Primo Grill Oven did a great job with dehydrating those apple chips. So you can come close to the freeze-dry quality through dehydration. Also, doing your own dehydration is a major cost savings for you versus going to buy like freeze-dried fruit at the store. The cost of freeze-dried fruit at the store is very well pricey compared to just doing it yourself, getting the fresh fruit and dehydrating for some hours at home. Now I want to give some examples when it comes to dehydration to give you some ideas and tips depending on the cooker you might be using to do your dehydration process. For something like the Cuisinart Digital Air Fry Toaster Oven, I've been able to dehydrate banana chips, coating them with some lemon juice, thinly sliced bananas, and not too thin, but basically sliced so that they were, you know, in thin sections. I did it at about 135 degrees Fahrenheit for 6 hours. Came out with some nice apple chips. In the New Wave Primo, when I did the apple chips that I mentioned, I did those at 175 degrees Fahrenheit for just 4 hours, and they came out very crispy, very nice. And personally, my favorite apple, I always like to point out, is a Honeycrisp apple. You dehydrate some Honeycrisp apples and you put some cinnamon on those, they taste great. For a cooker like the Power Air Fryer Oven 360, the Emeril Lagasse Power Air Fryer Oven 360, basically it's the same cooker pretty much from all I can tell. It's marketed by two different names, Power Air Fryer Oven 360 and Emeril Lagasse Power Air Fryer 360. I've done strawberries in that at 125 degrees Fahrenheit for 3 hours. They came out nicely freeze-dried. Nicely dehydrated. I almost get it confused, but, you know, as I said, they're not the same. But you'll come so close, you might get them mixed up, too. In the New Wave Bravo XL Smart Oven Air Fryer, I've dehydrated apples at 200 degrees for 4 hours. Had to use a little hotter temperature than the New Wave Primo Grill Oven. That New Wave Primo Grill Oven has direct contact heat, so can bring it a little lower with that one. But the Bravo can dehydrate apple chips, doing it at about 200 degrees Fahrenheit for 4 hours. The Power Air Fryer Oven Elite, I've dehydrated strawberries in it using a setting of 125 degrees Fahrenheit for 3 hours, and I had to rotate the racks after the first 2 hours. So 125 degrees Fahrenheit, I ran it with strawberries sliced thin on all three racks, or I think I may have used two racks. So you could use two racks or three racks, but after the first 2 hours, rotate those racks and then do the final hour, and you'll come out with some nicely dehydrated strawberries there. In the New Wave Oven Pro, you can dehydrate something like apple chips in about 4 hours using the Power Level 3 or 150 degree Fahrenheit setting. That's also a P30 setting on the Power Air Fryer Oven, on the New Wave Oven Pro, in the New Wave Oven Pro. So you have to also vent the dome. On the New Wave Oven Pro, when you're doing dehydration, in order to let more airflow come in so that things will dehydrate properly, you have to vent the dome. That means just kind of tilt the dome up just slightly to let some air in through that dome. And that's 4 hours at 150 degrees Fahrenheit with the New Wave Pro for apple chips. I've also, in the New Wave Oven Pro, done dehydrated strawberries. And dehydrating strawberries in the New Wave Oven Pro, I did it at 3 hours using the Power Level 3 or 150 degree Fahrenheit setting, also venting the dome. And those came out nice. So, as a general rule of thumb, when you're doing dehydration, you can probably dehydrate your strawberries at about 125 to 150 degrees Fahrenheit for about 3 hours. Depending on the cooker you use, you may want to do closer to 125 or 150, depending on how hot or cool you feel your cooker is. For apples, general rule of thumb, do them at about 150 to 200 degrees Fahrenheit for 4 hours. Also, be sure to apply lemon juice. For bananas, also be sure to apply lemon juice to your slices. General rule of thumb, 135 degrees. To 150 degrees for 6 hours. So those are your tips for dehydration, and I hope that those are a help to you. I want to now talk about a little bit more about the New Wave Primo grill oven that I've been using primarily lately and been putting out a good number of videos for. I was asked if I had baked a cake in the New Wave Primo, and I want to mention that I have baked a cake in the New Wave Primo grill oven. And it's some really nice stuff that came out of that video that I made for that. That'll be coming in the future. But I will point out that the cake came out very moist, very nice, very tasty. The New Wave Primo can bake and does an awesome job. And when you see the cake that I did, I basically did something that you're going to really be, I hope that you really like it when it comes out. I want to also give a shout out to John Sanders, fellow YouTuber. Me and my kids this past weekend were watching one of his videos because I keep up with his channel. And while he was doing some peach ice cream, because he was doing a homemade peach ice cream recipe, he gave me and my YouTube channel a shout out. And me and the kids were very pleased to hear that. We were surprised and very pleased. So be sure to check out John Sanders' YouTube channel. If you go to youtube.com/C/John Sanders, no spaces. And you can just search YouTube for John Sanders and you'll find him. But he has a nice YouTube channel. Very nice guy. And the last thing that I wanted to mention in this podcast is that I'm considering maybe doing this as a weekly podcast. I didn't know at first when I started this podcast if I would be able to keep up a weekly podcast game, but I'm going to try and keep up a weekly podcast, so we'll see if that holds and keep that up. But I hope that you like this podcast. Be sure to favorite it on your podcasting service. Also, you can check out plenty of written recipes at superwaveovenrecipes.com. You can also check out the YouTube channel, waveovenrecipes.com. The YouTube channel, waveovenrecipes.com, has all the dehydrations that I've mentioned here. Everything that I mentioned here in this podcast has been done on the YouTube channel, so check out waveovenrecipes.com. Also on Twitter and Instagram at waveovenrecipes. And so with that, I will leave you all with good eating.